Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma and I'm joined by Daniel. Today we're going to be talking about a STEM roadshow that's currently visiting schools across the UK with a space-themed show. So Daniel, guess what? The roadshow has been going since 2005, and this year it's on its 18th annual season. It's delivered jointly by Bay Systems, the Royal Navy and the Royal Air Force.
Wow, that is so cool. So the roadshow has already visited over 420 schools this year, and it's designed to inspire excitement in STEM subjects for students aged 10 to 13 years old. That's quite a big claim, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting. This year's theme is space, and the show takes the students on a journey from the depths of the ocean to the far reaches of outer space. The students participate in understanding our place in the solar system and how engineering will allow us to explore more of these uncharted areas.
Right, so they also learn about the science and technology needed to survive in these extreme environments. And I see, the theatre show culminates in a 5-metre diameter inflatable model of the sun next to a marble as a scale representation of the Earth. That's a really creative way to demonstrate the size of the solar system.
Yeah, it's such an impactful visual. The roadshow recently visited Christ the King High School and is on its way to educating and entertaining more than 100,000 pupils across the UK this year. In fact, last October, the team reached the remarkable milestone of engaging with their 1 millionth pupil.
Wow, that's incredible. Mrs. Banks, the head of creative arts at Christ the King High School, said they were excited to welcome the roadshow this week. The students learned how the Queen Elizabeth Naval Fighting Ship was built and were shown some of the most modern submarines in the world.
Right, and they also learned a lot about the solar system and were amazed by the giant blow-up sun in the roadshow finale. Mrs. Banks hopes that Christ the King will have some engineers of the future in their midst.
I see. Julian Cracknell, the Chief Technology and Information Officer at Bay Systems, added that there's never been a more exciting time for young people to be studying STEM subjects. He mentioned that technology is developing at an unprecedented rate.
Exactly. And the next generation of engineers, mathematicians and scientists will be at the forefront of shaping our world for the better. Julian hopes the roadshow inspires our young people to dream big with ambitions such as exploring the solar system, creating pioneering clean energy solutions, or developing life-changing medical cures.
That's a great message. Bay Systems, the Royal Air Force and the Royal Navy employ more than 50,000 engineers across the UK. And are committed to engaging with young people on STEM activities to encourage and support a highly skilled workforce of the future.
So Daniel, for more information on career opportunities with Bay Systems, please visit bsystems.com/upcareers. That's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome, and remember to tune in next time for more news on the Northwest aerospace industry.